I'm jumping ahead of myself many times here, but your experience at Harvard, you gained a master's degree in business, I believe, at Harvard. What right. was that like for you coming from Oklahoma and competing against these bright minds from many parts of the country?
It really was like a foreign country. I mean, Rhonda and I, we just barely had enough money. I decided I wanted to go to Harvard. I'm employed at the University of Oklahoma, and so I go to the OU Foundation. Boyd Gunning was running that. Boyd, distinguished man, ran it for years, very diplomatic. And I went to Boyd and I said, look, I think this is going to cost me $30,000. If you'll put up $15,000, I'll scrape together $15,000. We can make it work. Well, of course, I was so sadly off on that budget. It probably cost $60,000, like I never got through there. But essentially, the university said, and this became the topic of attack editorial on me when I ran for governor. The headline was The Education of David Walters. But basically, the university put up $15,000, and it would either convert to a long-term low-interest loan if I didn't come back. But if it did come back, it'd be forgiven after 5 years of service to the university. So that allowed us to go. We drove up there. We had two young babies, and we had the U-Haul truck. At the last minute, I made a brilliant decision because Coors beer was not being distributed nationally at the time. So I threw 10 cases of Coors beer in the back of that truck. We go to Harvard. You know, you're in your sections. I volunteer to have the first section party. Somehow I negotiate myself into a mansion in Arlington because two Armenian brothers are fighting over this house in the estate, and the attorney just wanted somebody in there that would take care of it. I convinced the attorney that I was a handyman, which I was, and I gave him a list of 20 things I'd repair while I was there. So they put me in that house, and I invited my entire section. I had barrels of Coors beer. They all thought, in fact, I told somebody I was Barbara Walters' son. That disappointed my mother terribly. She found no humor in that. So I became very popular. I think they elected me immediately as section president or something at Harvard. It was a remarkable experience. Very hard work, early morning study groups. You know, they cut the bottom 1%. You can all be geniuses, and they drop the bottom 1% of those classes just for the competition. So you're just terrified you're going to, quote, hit the screen. I don't know if they still do that. Seems inhumane somehow. They lop off the bottom no matter what. So you work your tail off for 2 years. During that period of time, I had intended, of course, to stay there. I didn't have the money to move back and forth to Oklahoma during that summer break. That's where I went down to interview for summer jobs, and I see the office of the governor, state of Oklahoma. Jim Buchanan was in there interviewing for interns for David Boren. So I wound up coming back for the summer, and that was my introduction to state government, working as an intern for Governor Boren.
Then you completed and graduated from Harvard and met people from all social standings, I suppose.
I did, and again, had a great series of interviews. I had the distinction in coming out of undergraduate school that I don't know if it was a Procter & Gamble job, but somebody offered me a lot of money to take that job, and I went and took the job at the University of Oklahoma. But it was the highest salary offered to a graduating senior at the University of Oklahoma. Well, coming out of Harvard, with all that competition, one of our personnel directors at the University of Oklahoma had gone on to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, and I see an ad in the Wall Street Journal for Vice President of Administration and Finance at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, and it's my friend. I call him up just to catch up and say hello, and he said, won't you apply for this job? And I said, oh my God. And so I did, and again, it was a typical higher education, you know, three trips there, they interviewed your wife and all of that, and they offered me the job and a remarkably big salary, which was the highest salary offered to any graduating person in my class at the time. And I wound up coming back to Oklahoma, coming back to the University of Oklahoma, not just to defray that $15,000 loan they'd given me, but it just felt right. And I wanted to come home and I wanted to get more established there. By that time, I knew the governor of the state. I had a network of folks. The chancellor of higher education, E.T. Dunlap, had also offered me a job somewhere in this process. When I called him and told him I was going to go to work for the Health Sciences Center, he called me with a profanity-laced screaming attack and said, blankety-blank, what are you doing? The bishop is offering you a job and you're going to work for a blankety-blank parish. He was beside himself that I wasn't going to go to work for him, but the Health Sciences Center was a great place to be, and I stayed there 5 years. We did lots of things, including establishing the Tulsa Medical College campus, which heretofore had not had a permanent campus. I had to break every rule and avoid E.T. Dunlap carefully because he was intent on us not having a medical school in Tulsa. So I got some banks to cooperate with us, and we got that First American Christian College campus set up as a owned property for the Tulsa Medical College. So I had a good time at the Health Science Center.